Yo, yo.
Mike, is that you?
Yes, sir, baby. I'm in here.
All right, that's what's up.
All right.
We look like we...
Yo.
Is that Dub?
Dub in the house.
All right, I just sent invite, so he should be popping on shortly. So, what's going on, fellas? Long time no do, man.
Yeah. I know, man. It's been a long time, man. We just got to get back at it.
Ladies.
There we go.
Let me pull my cup. Let me pull me a cup.
Yeah, Gridiron fam. It's been long overdue, buddy. We coming at y'all live with the first Gridiron podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We got a special guest with us today. He's a nut, but he gonna keep it real. Hey, bro, what it do, baby?
Yo, fuck all y'all Gridiron suckers. Let's go.
Fuck Gridiron. So who is you part of, nigga?
I'm talking about the real Gridiron. I ain't talking about them cheating motherfuckers. Fuck them.
Okay. All right now. Hey, right.
So we get everybody up to date. We on the 19 now. The first ship went to John's over my man Will, the Titans. I forgot the score. I want to say it was 20-3 or something. Don't quote me. Don't nobody get mad at me. I don't have nothing in front of me. So, so congratulations. Shout out to John for winning the first ship. And now we knee deep in the season two, fellas. What's in season two? I got some catching up to do, man. I just had Junior on the third, so he been taking up a lot of time.
Hey, congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's what's up. Congratulations on that. Hopefully, I'll be making me one this weekend.
Oh, all right. Okay, now.
Oh, I appreciate that. Right.
Here we go.
I slapped the rubbers against the wall. I don't need that.
A bottle of Hennessy coming off that pussy. Yes.
Oh, man.
Y'all remember them creepy crawls? That motherfucker be crawling down the wall like they creepy crawls. Fuck that rubber. That thing stuck to the wall.
Hey, do what you gotta do, babe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. One thing before I let you guys dive deep into it. One thing as a commish, and I want to address it because I know a lot of the league listen to the podcast. Is that when you make a commitment to Gridiron, you are expected to communicate with your opponent. I got a list of the same people that when I'm playing, don't reach out to me. And I'm keeping tabs of it. So if we got to keep reaching out to you, especially if you send somebody a text to their phone, if you give Gridiron a phone number that we put in that list, if somebody send you a text message, everybody got shit to do. Everybody's grown. Everybody work. Respect people's time. Somebody hit you, be like, hey, man, I'm busy. I'm not going to be able to do it, or I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. Just it's that simple. Knock that shit out. Don't have somebody waiting for you. You have somebody waiting for you, we can find somebody else to play.
I'm going to need to know who them people's are.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, it's everybody but me.
Because
I'm the most duck nigga in the league. And
Yeah.
Definitely need to know who them people's are. Be shoot them to me, and I'm going to definitely holler at them. Because, yeah, like you said, everything should be understood.
Hey,
it ain't got to be explained.
You might not even need to holler at them because they're going to go to this franchise and look for Gridiron. It's not going to be there.
Oh, wait.
There it is.
Well, I can make it real easy for y'all. Hand me the button, and I can be clicking, and be a lot of niggas gone.
Shit, we won't have no lead. We do that.
I was about to say, we had like 11 people left in the damn
league. We had one Rodney leads. We about 50 us in this joint. Big CPU game.
And then I'll make the playoffs. Fuck.
Still won't make the playoffs.
Man, so man, what's y'all assessment on this beginning of this mad, man? What's good? Y'all like it? Y'all don't like it? What's good?
I mean, on my part, I like it. and stuff. It's a little bit different. I'm not frustrated in what the game was last year. The running a little different and stuff, man. But I kind of like it overall. I hate they brought the little God thing back on the field goal and stuff, even though I missed like 4 points yesterday in one of my games and stuff. So I don't know. It's all right, but it still got some shit to it though, and shit, you know.
What you think, bro?
I like it. Definitely like it better than last year. Got a lot of shit with it, but it's more shit with the players than the fucking game.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah. True that. What you think, bro? You like this shit? What's your assessment on this team?
What'd you say, bro?
It's all right.
You going around the table. Okay.
It got its ups and downs to it. You know, some I mean, it's, you know, it's Madden. It's this computerized shit. So, you know, it just got its flaws to it that, you know. But other than that, I mean, it's all right, though. I mean, I hate that, like G said, I hate that they brought that kicking arc back.
Yeah, yeah. What's your assessment, B? I know you've been out for a minute, but what you got on the dust far?
I think, I mean, like,
hey, Pop, throw me my cigarettes.
I think this shit, like, as long as it's EA, it's always going to be some bullshit to this game. Like, it's just, like for me, everybody know I'm pass heavy. So, if it's any type of lag or anything on that motherfucking online game, I'm hitting the button, that ball ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? That shit affects your timing and stuff. And the same thing on defense. If you're using on defense and you hitting I know this happened to everybody. You hitting that motherfucker triangle, you see a ball coming to you, your eyes light up, you know the bitch an interception. He just stands there and let the bitch go over top of his head.
Mm.
Yeah. I've plenty of times.
So yeah. It's just little shit like that, man. And then like little stupid shit, I feel like that. A game that they make so much money off, like you missing plays when you go into the game. You know what I'm saying? Plays ain't there, or it's ten people on the fucking field, or somebody invisible on the damn field, like shit like that, man. This is rookie shit. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna give me that shit, then I shouldn't be paying $60 for this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we usually feel that way when we lose them.
So,
They should just issue us a better game, bro. I don't think it should come out in August. I think they should take their time, and it should be put out around September, like the old Madden used to do.
Yeah, I think we should have waited till September, honestly.
This came out earlier than usual, though. It came out like the second week of, well, it might be the first week of August.
Yeah,
2 weeks early.
And they trying to get that mutt money. That's what it's about now.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody got their cups.
It's cups up. With no fool ain't got one. He probably got piff in it.
I got cups up. Okay, yeah, cups up. I got my cups up.
Hey, let's pull out a little bit for my man. Got him, man.
Well, you're about.
Let's pull out a little for my.
Hey man, no, you know, he knew the rules. He knew the rules and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And he picked up for it. And it should be an understanding that everybody should know that we ain't gonna tolerate no YouTube shit. You know what I'm saying? I say shit in the first season by watching people games. I ain't say nothing because, you know, the season trying to get up.
Hey, you going out?
I'll be on YouTube. I'm signed up to a lot of guys' stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? So I see a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I already know what to look for now. I wasn't deep into it last year, but now I'm really deep into it. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, a couple of games back of what happened, I bitched and moaned about it and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to cut it right here. He gone. You know what I'm saying? So it was proven that he was doing something. You know what I'm saying?
One day, you know, was like 4 to go.
That's anybody in here, man. If you fuck up and I catch it and I know what it is, and you gone. I mean, that's all it is to it.
Yeah, so, man. Just keep it fair, man. Because, you know, like I say, I don't practice on this joint to practice on one play touchdowns and stuff like that, man. I just don't got time to do that. You know what I'm saying? But I like to play fair and square with anybody.
Just like I told, God, I'm good. I tell y'all, lonely. I ain't no hard feelings. You my guy, bro, but you ain't about to fuck around in here.
Well, y'all wasting y'all breath thinking everybody playing fair in this motherfucker.
Oh, man, sound like you want to get something off your chest, bro.
I mean, hey, what you want to know?
I ain't want to know nothing. You sound like you want to get something off your chest.
Yeah, I want to know what you want.
My opinion. The YouTube players, you know, everybody know me. I call out here. Hope they don't have no hard feelings. They do. I don't give a shit. Me personally, Johns, Hollywood, we already got them good out of here. And, I think Megatron runs some fishy shit, and I think Moe D's dibble and dabble.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. That's your call right there. That's what you feel. And from me to you and from me to them, if that's what they doing and they get caught and they fuck up.
I'm on them. I'm on their ass. Oh,
you on their ass?
I'm on their motherfucking ass.
You won't be
getting another trophy sent to your ass. None of them motherfuckers getting another trophy. I'm getting that.
Hey, you know, Mo ain't having that much success right now, man. He's trying to get his groove back. What you think about that, though?
I mean, sometimes you gotta mix and match. You know what I'm saying? You can't make it too obvious. You know what I'm saying? You gotta jump in, jump out, like you do everything else. You know what I'm saying? If I just take off and be 16, you know, niggas gonna be looking at me. So if I get on the YouTube, I'm gonna make sure I'm 11-5. You know what I'm saying? 12-4 under the radar. Niggas gonna be happy I made it to the playoffs. They gonna be. I'm gonna be under the radar because everybody looking at Johns and Rose and. The top dogs, they ain't gonna pay me no attention. So you gotta play on the radar.
So I'm good if I make it to the playoffs then, right?
But you way under the radar. Anybody really looking at you can do you can go 18 and go, man. Nobody gonna give a shit.
My man and shit, man. Hey man, I feel you and stuff, man. You know, like you say,
that's my opinion, you know what I'm saying?
That's an opinion. We here for man. The podcast is no whole pile, bro. You gonna get on here. You gonna talk your shit. You gonna speak what you feel. If a motherfucker don't like it, don't listen.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get on here and disrespect nobody personally. We talking about the game, and that's how I feel. And I'm pretty sure I'm like 99.9 more Polish proof. 99%.
99%.
99%. I don't think they run it all game. I don't watch games, you know what I'm saying? If you up, of course you're going to tone it down. You don't want to be a nigga hunting or nothing. You really going to. You got to tone it down at times, you know what I'm saying? But it still falls under the same thing. You using it, period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're using it the whole game. I don't care if you use it one player game. You still use it.
That's why
I ain't got no wins now, because I got to play all y'all cheating motherfuckers.
Man, I feel you, man. See, because it seems like you serious, man. And it's a serious subject, though. Seriously.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's frustrating, you know, because I go to work, come home, and I don't get on YouTube and all that bullshit. I just play my game. Nigga hit me to play, I play. I ain't got time to be doing all that. That trophy, I buy my own goddamn trophy, put my name on it, and say I want a gridiron trophy. Who the fuck gonna care? I want to earn my shit from the dirt.
Hey,
a lot of people don't know what the dirt is.
Nah.
Yeah. Only thing with me on that topic is, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna say that's what you're doing to try to catch you.
Yeah, man, but you got some sly, sneaky, smart motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, to be honest,
I'm gonna ask you a question, BJ. If you playing me, are you think I'm gonna run a YouTube play?
Nah, cause you haven't done it before.
I know. So if I started, am I gonna be on your radar?
Oh, of course.
You are. If I win one game against you,
No. If you're doing a certain play that I feel is cheesy, I mean, because we all been playing Madden for a minute, so you know basically what if D said, I'm subscribed to all that YouTube shit. So if I might not catch it the first time, but that second or third time you do this shit, I'm be like, hold the fuck up. That man always open. I'm not tripping if you win the game. It's going to be a particular play that you might be trying to run into the ground. That's going to, you know, light up my radar.
Are your antennas going to open? So hypothetically, if I was a YouTuber.
Which you are.
I'm not going to run it on you. I'm not going to run it on Mike.
Why not?
Because if I beat Mike 100-0, that's going to throw a red flag. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit, if you win against Mike, it's a red flag, period.
What the fuck you mean, nigga? I done beat Mike before, and I didn't agree to that. I done beat him before. But I'm going to be... I'm gonna be smart about it. I'm not gonna do that shit against him.
Now see that don't even make sense because
it makes a lot of sense.
You and smart in the same sentence don't go together.
God damn.
Don't go. Damn. It's on your ass right now, goddamn. You act like you running and knocking people out. Goddamn, you ain't doing shit either.
But you know what? I'm getting mine from the mud, though.
I'm getting mine from 6 feet under. What the fuck?
Hey, but on some real shit, too, though. You got hybrid motherfuckers out here that are finding YouTube plays, and I want to know y'all motherfuckers. I am aware of this shit. You got hybrid YouTubers out this motherfucker that are taking plays. And finding them in other playbooks out of a different set.
I'm on top of that right now. I got a nigga right now that's doing it.
So I call them hybrids.
It's a whole YouTube whole play that's a glitch play. So you found the same shit in a different formation.
That's it. But like Brian said, man, even last year, man, it's so many plays on that motherfucker. It's kind of hard to keep up. I like when Mike sent me, he looked for five plays in a 5-2 defense. He found like four or five of them, but he didn't even find the play I was talking about. That just tells you how many stuff is out there on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, somebody, Kylie, he new to the league, man. Welcome to the league, bro, if you listen to this shit. He brought something to my attention also. Like, every play on Madden is probably on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So, just listen to this. I'm going to be clear with it. If whoever running this video and they use the word glitch, I'm on your ass. That's what I'm looking
for. Yeah, I welcome Kylie to the league. I don't know him, never played him. But he coming from John Lee, I got my scope on him.
No, I'm gonna say this. I played in the league before, man. I played with Kelly. Hold on a second. I played with him before, and I can back him up. He played legit though. Like I said, man. He's like one of those guys when he's the commissioner over there. He let everybody else get the team, and he get the last team on the board. That's the type of guy that is. Now he's straight up, man.
Well, I have a problem with you saying he played legit. Everybody should play legit.
You're right. But I played him before, but none of his plays to me when I played them head to head was suspicious. You know what I'm saying? When you start running patterns and stuff like that, the same as the guys in YouTube, then you got an issue. It's gonna, like you said, it's gonna be the same. It's gonna be all plays are gonna be on YouTube. It's how you run it and set it up, like Brian said, how you run it and set it up.
Exactly. You know, and don't forget when you got your last play called, it tell you how many out routes you did.
Oh yeah. You know what? That's what
Good did. He ran the play, the one play touchdown, the same exact play, the same exact setup, the same exact hot routes and everything. Everything the same. Like, he had to go off of it.
Is he still in the league?
Who got him good?
Oh. Oh. Man, he was like my number four, number five, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? And I'm gonna keep it personal, man. Like I said, he texted me and about that man, his game. Because y'all could, like I say, text me. That's what made me even madder. Hey, man, I don't run YouTube, D. I don't run YouTube. I don't need to do that. And then what? 2 games later, he got booted for YouTubing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that just pissed me. That sent me over the fucking edge. Man, shit.
Yeah, you just,
how you think it make a person like me feel? You know what I'm saying? I'm not the best man player. I do it for fun. You know what I'm saying? I go to work, come, play my game. So you take a person like me, and I'm not going to lie, it's more skilled players. All the people I named got better gameplay than me. There's no question. But then you got to cheat. And that, how you know what I'm saying? It's going to be the same niggas. It's not because they that good. It's just because they know how to do shit. It's impossible.
Man, yeah, that's your opinion right there, and you entitled to that, bro. Can't nobody fuck you.
She got up when I got up to go use the bathroom at first. She had just got up to go use the bathroom.
You know what I'm saying?
When she came out, I went in for you know my time that I've been in there for. So when I came out, and like.
Hey, Doug.
Getting settled in. Uh-huh.
You talking on the podcast, bro. We hear your conversation.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, man. Nobody trying to hear that shit.
Hey, I'm tripping.
You got to leave that huff alone, man.
That gas, man, that nigga just talking away. Yeah, he having a whole conversation.
Hey, but now I was gonna say though, at the same time though, while we welcome Cali Green, we also gotta welcome Tef into the league too, though. You know that son of a motherfucker right there.
Tef, man, that's my guy, man. Tef, cool nigga, man.
Yeah, I got a good. You know, I'm a judgment of character. I got a good vibe from him, even though you don't know how to trade. I gave him a great offer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a stingy motherfucker right there, man.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? I gave this nigga a great offer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let y'all know right now, the number one pick is on the trading block.
Hey, Ed, I'll be talking to you after the podcast, man. And stuff.
I'm sure that his podcast will be talking to him.
I don't want nothing from y'all team.
While we speaking on trades, let's go ahead and get this one out the way. Who's the Chargers? Devron Shine and Six Deuce. Hey, y'all make them trades with Mike like that again. Both of y'all booted out the league indefinitely. Don't delete the number. Don't ask to come back in the league. We putting you out the chat and we deleting the app off your phone.
Well, if that's the case, there ain't gonna be nobody in the league.
You make them trades like that. Oh yeah, Hippie too. That shit you and Greedy got going on, Hippie. That's gonna get y'all booted out the league too.
How the fuck, bro, get Keith Marshall back?
Oh, nobody shit. In the league supposed to have Deshaun Watson but me.
Oh, Deshaun. Hi, Daddy.
So the next motherfucker that end up with Deshaun Watson, you out the league.
I think if they hit this podcast, you just made it so you will never get them again.
I think I need to be a commissioner.
Oh, hell no.
Ambassador, man. What more you want?
I need to be a commissioner.
Well, what you going to do?
I'm going to be stern.
Be real stern.
I'm putting niggas in timeouts.
Dang.
I'm making them think about what they did. Recipe Saquon too. I even know that's my nigga, man. I wish he'd come back.
You like Problem Child and Gridiron?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh. Hey, hell no way.
The only reason I say that, he just hype and shit like that. It's more niggas doing way more shit than Quan did. And still, I'll take Quan back.
See the difference with that is, bro. You gotta
it's
go.
My
with...
opinion.
It's your opinion. You gotta be visible. He was going with visible. like you can see it. It's there. But you know what I'm saying? The people, it's invisible there.
Quan had game, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't no slouch.
It wasn't the fact that he couldn't play or not. He could play, but I mean,
he couldn't stop cheating.
He couldn't respect not one rule. He just wanted to disrespect them all. So I mean, I told him the same thing. Know how I finish with your champ, but this ain't for you right now.
That's just like, you know who could never come, who I wouldn't vote back into the league? Boogalicious.
Oh, he ain't never coming back. You ain't never gotta worry about that.
And I beg the difference with that. I welcome Google back.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That's probably why you're not a commissioner.
At least he knew what he did was wrong. You know what I'm saying?
But he gonna keep doing it.
No, he ain't. He learned his lesson. He got his time out.
Shit.
Uh-huh. I got my
played him then.
He got his time out. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't played him this season yet.
I mean, these niggas had other in other leagues, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never had no problem with Goose.
I ain't never had no problem with him either until I found out that he was running YouTube plays.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you got to have 100% truth to what they doing.
Yeah, if it's facts.
I mean, that would separate the real from the fake, bro. I mean, you can't just go on. Then don't get me wrong, your opinion is your opinion. But as a commissioner, we can't just go around kicking people out and we don't have visual evidence.
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this. It's like
BJ, you might as well get 5 more trophies ready to spend to one person. That shit ain't gonna never stop.
Let me say this, man. Like I say, like it was the whole God I'm good. I was mad at, like, I know he didn't say this shit. I couldn't prove it. Now I'm gonna ask you a question. That's your opinion. You got 100% proof why you think them 5 guys you name is cheating?
I got it in my gut. Right along with my St. Ives.
That's what I was going to say. Along with that beer and that.
St. Ives ain't going to lie to you. He never did. That's what I'm saying.
And but you were bringing back Googalicious and Problem Child. Problem Child, a 2-time cheater. And you want to bring him back for a 3rd time.
Okay. Well, you would just deal with. And then the talk to 10 other motherfuckers that cheat. And what's the difference? It's all the same to me. BJ, give me the website to order 10 trophies. And I'm going to send it to a couple people right now so we ain't got to play those seasons. I mean, let's just get it over. What the fuck are we even playing this shit for?
Hey, man. Hey. Hey.
Just like they pulled Tom Brady up on cheating and Belichick on cheating. Yeah, man. You ain't serving no 4-game suspension for nothing. Did he get booted out of the league? No. Ain't he going to win more championships? It is what it is. That nigga got, but he got caught cheating. What? Nothing happened to him.
That ain't happening around here. Everybody in here that got caught cheating, what they get?
More trophies?
No, what they get? I didn't say the people that you accusing of cheating. You accusing these people. That's your
I'm not accusing. I'm speculating off of
speculation. By nowhere. So, but as I was saying, if they cheating in gridiron, and it was 100% sure that they cheated, and I know about it, they probably gone.
If I had the time, if I'm taking notes and doing my part as ambassador, if I had the time, that should be done in a week. I'm gonna take a week off next week. I'm taking a week. I'm putting time in right now. But then again, and you know what? I have a problem with that's like fishy to me. This is just my gut.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Speak your mind.
I watch OG stream his games. I stream my games. Everybody stream their games. The niggas that have a problem with streaming their games is a red flag to me. I don't care. People watch film on you thinking in real football, they don't watch film on you. Oh, I don't want you to know what I'm doing. I don't want you to. Yeah, I bet you don't know. I bet you don't want us to know what you're doing. If you got a problem with streaming a game, that's a red flag to me personally.
Oh, shit.
I could be wrong, but I'm 0-7. I stream every game. I don't give a fuck. I don't want you to know what I'm doing. If you're so great, stream your games. Everybody on this chat right now got a YouTube channel that I can go back and pretty much everybody on this chat right now stream all their games. I respect that. If you're so big and bad, stream your games.
Hey man, I don't have any problem streaming my shit because you know when you play me, I'm coming out yep. My single back bunch. I'm sending a nigga to the flat. Somebody across the middle of the field. And you gotta stop. You gotta stop that shit. Cause if I find that motherfucker open, it's gonna be a long game for you.
Hey, but y'all don't have to answer. I'm asking all the commissioners. That don't throw a red flag.
It do say something.
If you got the bottom, quote-unquote bottom feeders, I'm 0-7.
And we gonna talk
about I stream all the time. I stream my games. If you so big and bad and nobody can stop you and you this and that, what's the problem?
I'm a bottom feeder.
I feel your frustration.
Yeah, I mean, what's the problem? Does stream all his games? Do you stream? Russ stream his games? BJ stream his games? I'm all subscribed to y'all. I stream my game. Y'all subscribe to me. Why is it such a big deal to stream your game? You gotta think.
I think though, you posed the question, why is it a big deal to stream? Why is it a big deal? You know what I'm saying?
Big bro, you going in and out.
You know, I used
to. We done had playoff games that ain't been streamed at all. I ain't streaming.
Yeah.
The way team's supposed to stream. And if he don't, that motherfucker should be gone.
And that's why we set up that rule a couple seasons ago that the visiting team has to stream.
But it hasn't been 100%.
Nah, it's not 100%.
It been players that's. The home team that had the stream because the away person didn't want to stream.
I mean, if I ever make it to the playoffs, whether I'm the home team or the away team, I might just want to just stream mine anyway just because I like to stream.
Yeah, that's why they like people like us. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that nigga gonna stream the game anyway.
But I'll
stream. Because they don't want to see. To me, this is my honest opinion. If you is 100% legit, and you just a bad motherfucker playing a game. What is so hard? And this ain't about motherfuckers watching your plays and all that shit. Sometimes we want to see a good game. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I like to see a good game.
The thing with that is this. You know what I'm saying? We're playing over internet. We're playing over a computer. Like if you that shit messing up, whatever the case may be. We don't know if that's for sure or not. So we can't make a person proceed and screen through that. We not there. We don't know what their connection doing, whether they bullshitting, whether they lying or what. We don't know that. So what type of niggas will we be to be like, oh, you got to scream anyway? We don't know what's going on with that. So
yeah, I understand that, bro. But like it's been noted and factored that the away team supposed to scream every time. And that shit ain't happening every time.
Well, I know for a fact James Rose got a motherfucking hamster in the wheel running his DSL. Because that nigga, motherfucker, him and his damn
this internet always got a problem.
Always streaming. Got a problem.
Streaming-wise.
Hey, mine would be too.
Get a guinea pig. They a little stronger, bro.
But
I got boost mode on my I have a problem streaming too. to me, it's just my opinion. If you just this big bad motherfucker, and I watch these niggas talk so much shit in the chat, like they the best, they the best, they the best. Show you the best. If a nigga see what plays you running, so what? You the best? That's all I'm saying. I don't understand the cowardness of can't stream a game. Sometimes I just want to see a good game. That's it. I'm not looking at you to cheat or none of that. I just want to see if Rose and John's playing, I want to see that. If John's and Mike or John's and D, John's and B, John's, I want to see that. Sometimes I just want to see a good game. I just don't understand what's the fucking problem with it. And that's me currently wise, is fishy.
Hey man, that's character. Yeah, big
that's your opinion though. Can't nobody challenge that'll judge that. That's just how you feel about that certain instance. But as far as the stream and all that, man, like we can't spend too much time doing that, bro. We 35 minutes in. We have yet to hit the bottom five or however y'all wanna do it. We gotta move forward. But you know what I'm saying?
Let's do it.
You make valid points with your opinion, but at the end of the day, man, it's just an opinion, and not everybody going to agree with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who ain't going to agree with it. The four people I named.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is, you know what I'm saying? That's enough with the screen type shit, man. You know, we can move forward now. We know how you feel about the stream. I mean, I think we know how everybody on here feel about the stream.
Well, this is how I feel about the stream in the playoffs. If the way a team don't stream, he lose. Point blank. I don't give a fuck if you got Boost, motherfucking Metro, PCS, all this cheap-ass shit these niggas think they got. They thought they got a lot of money and shit. Why you ain't got motherfucking, why you ain't hardwired? Why you got this bullshit internet? You talk all this money, you talk all this and shit, this. Put the game up. What you scared of? You too scared of taking an L in front of niggas?
Hey, you making a valid point, man. Valid point.
I mean, I don't understand. Okay. What's the problem? That's why I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Modiz do stream his games. Jay Will stream all his games. I mean, these are like the top players, I would say. You know what I'm saying? They do stream their game. They don't post in chat, but I'm subscribed to these niggas. To me, nigga, I know how shit goes. You only ain't doing it because you're doing something fishy. That's the only reason. If you go 16-0 and you can't screen one game, you feeling some kind of way about and it goes about the Quan too. The Quan Evans. Oh, I don't stream. I bet you don't.
I don't stream shit, man. Hey, B. Who your
pick? Yeah, that's for everybody. Even y'all cheating niggas. I got the first pick in the draft, man.
Well, hey, big bro. What you say? You faded out a little bit.
Who your surprise pick?
Surprise pick? I don't really have a surprise pick, man. I think everybody that's running right now, I mean, I would say Iceman Jay, but I mean, he's won that division before, so I don't really have a surprise. I think
surprise pick for what? My shit went out for a second.
Yeah, I think everybody where they supposed to be. I think it's a... You probably start seeing some breakaway. I think we do the next podcast. I might have somebody surprise pick.
I got my surprise pick, and I bet every one of y'all on this motherfucker $100 who gonna win the Super Bowl.
That's not a surprise pick. That's an arrogant statement.
I couldn't hear what he said. What'd he say?
I give you my surprise pick, and I bet all y'all who gonna win the Super Bowl this year.
Who your surprise pick, man?
Is that your
surprise? No surprise. Ain't nobody winning no Super Bowl but John.
Oh, man, you back on this again, man. Pick your pick.
Hey, man, I'm trying, but I'm trying to make some money out of this. You know what I'm saying, man? Who could chop it up later? You know what I'm saying? I bet all y'all niggas $100. That nigga went Super Bowl again.
There's a play for strong play.
What's that? 5 y'all? I bet all y'all $100 that BJ be all y'all commission be sending us. I'll take the 500 and then a job I'll split it with you.
I'm like, Brian, I really don't have no surprise pick, man. Cause I'm still trying to learn this joint, trying to get it down and stuff, man.
I'm crazy.
Hey, this is my time right here, man.
Hey, we're going to
Hey, man, you talking to me or your father?
Talking about my father, he's asking for my man.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead, Dave. Your floor, my bad.
God almighty. And stuff. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, no.
Hello? Did somebody just nap?
Nah,
I might got booted out of the league.
That might have been Mike. Mike, you there?
Mike might have dropped off.
After tonight,
I might get booted out of the league.
All right, let me. I'm on the thing with Brian. I just play Will. I think he's the strongest in our conference. You know what I'm saying? I got to take some money probably tonight for Bravo. But like Brian said, everybody stuff. Like I said, with myself, I'm still trying to learn, trying to get some stuff down. I'm saying with Brian, I think everybody is at where they're supposed to be at. Mm-hmm. But I haven't played his games. He's been away and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So he's been right there. That's the division champion right there. That's my take on it and stuff.
All right, Dub, what about God bless y'all?
Hold on, I'm gonna listen to this guy.
What,
y'all want me to piss on
myself? Hell yeah.
Hey, fellas, we gonna wrap up the podcast there.
Yeah.
We have 42 minutes, so we ain't gonna hold the people too long. But hey, Gridiron, we will be bringing this back to you once a week, so be looking for this. We'd be coming back to you. I wish I was a little bit more prepared, had a stat, so like the pass leaders and shit like that, but I will have it next time. So I hope y'all enjoyed it. I'll post the link in the chat so everybody can listen, and we see y'all next time.
Peace, everybody.
Peace. All right.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.